Good evening and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine, and tonight we've got Game 4 of this 6-game series between the visiting St. Lucie Mets and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Your Blue Jays took Game 1, but St. Lucie has taken the last two after last night's 7-4 victory for the Mets. Dunedin starter Kendry Rojas had to exit the game with no outs in the second inning after experiencing some cramping in his back, so the Blue Jays had to turn to the bullpen early and try to piece together the rest of the game. Soanny Martinez took over for Rojas, already down a run with a man on, and got roughed up a bit, giving up 4 runs, 2 earned, and the only production from the offense came off the bat of Gabby Martinez, who tacked on 2 home runs and accounted for all 4 runs for the Blue Jays. Gabby's day at the plate wasn't the only real bright spot for Dunedin. Yonatan Bernal pitched 4 scoreless innings of relief, only giving up 3 hits and striking out 4 to close out the game. The Blue Jays will look to bounce back tonight with Dion Santos taking to the mound, making his 3rd start of the season, all coming in the month of May. And what a month it's been for Santos. He's made 4 appearances, 17 innings pitched, just 1 earned run, and striking out 34. Good for an 0.58 ERA this month while holding opposing hitters to an 0.75 batting average against. He'll look to strengthen his Pitcher of the Month campaign tonight against St. Lucie, and opposing him on the mound for the Mets will be Joel Diaz, making his low-A debut. He just turned 18 in February and currently ranks as the Mets' 10th-rated prospect in the organization. He absolutely dominated the Dominican Summer League, throwing 50 and a third innings and pitching to an 0.54 ERA, the lowest by a 17-year-old since Sixto Sanchez in 2016. Couple of roster moves to make note of for the Blue Jays. Connor Cook was placed on the 7-day IL, retroactive to May 24th. And Nate Pearson, he pitched in last night's game. He's here on a major league rehab assignment. Let's take a look at the lineups for the Mets. Batting first in left field, Omar De Los Santos. Batting second in right field, Stanley Consuegra. Batting third, the shortstop, William Lugo. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Jack Thomas Wold. Batting 5th in right field, Carlos Dominguez. Batting 6th, the DH, Jose Rivera. Batting 7th, the second baseman, Junior Tillian. And batting 8th, the third baseman, Kevin Villavicencio. And batting 9th, the catcher, Fernando Villalobos. For the Blue Jays, batting 1st, the shortstop, Adrian Pinto. Batting 2nd, the second baseman, Esteban Machado. Batting 3rd in left field, Gabby Martinez. Batting 4th, the first baseman, Rainer Nunez. Batting 5th, the DH, Damiano Palmigiani. Batting 6th in right field, Adriel Sotolongo. Batting 7th, the third baseman, Francisco Fajardo. Batting 8th, the catcher, Jose Ferrer. And batting 9th, rounding out the order, in center field, Hugo Cardona. First pitch will be in about 9 minutes. We will take a short break. You are listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. everyone. Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine, and tonight we've got Game 4 of this series between the visiting St. Lucie Mets and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Taking the bump for the Blue Jays tonight is the right-hander Dion Santos, making his third start of the season, all coming in this month of May. And an amazing month it's been for the young righty. 17 innings pitched across four games, one earned run given up, and 34 strikeouts. Good for a K per 9 ratio of 18. It's been a really good month for him. He's looking to strengthen up his Pitcher of the Month campaign. He's got a really good bid for it. As Jose Ferrer throws down to second, it looks like we're about to get started. Omar De Los Santos, a left fielder, will lead it off for St. Lucie.
Left fielder, number 21, Omar De Los Santos.
He went 1-for-4 last night. Hit a comebacker off of Kendry Rojas, which last night we thought was the original reasoning for Rojas being taken out of the game for the injury, but it was later revealed as back cramps, as there seems to be a little bit of a pause. I believe there might be a gate open in the left field corner going towards the Mets bullpen. Home plate umpire Austin Snow holding the start of this game. He's given some instruction to Mets manager Robbie Robinson. So after about 2 minutes of warm-ups, quite a bit more time of stretching by each team, we're still waiting on first pitch. Dion Santos going to ask for another couple warm-up pitches just to keep that arm loose. I think we might be ready now. Yes, Omar De Los Santos finally stepping into the box. Austin Snow behind the plate. Warren Eubanks, the umpire, in the field. And it looks like we're ready to go. Dion Santos, the righty, will start out of the windup. First pitch, a foul tip. 6:34 start time here in Dunedin, Florida. Beautiful day, evening for baseball. Wind blowing right to left, maybe a little bit even in. And now that slider now quickly ahead in the count. Santos is 0-2 to De Los Santos. De Los Santos batting .285 on the year, and that one up high. One ball and two strikes. Santos kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. That slider down and away. Got him to chase after it. And yet another strikeout for Dion Santos. That makes 35
now
in this month of
center
May.
Center fielder, number 5, Stanley Consuegra.
Stanley Consuegra, the center fielder tonight, batting second. Santos kicks and fires. First pitch to Consuegra. Found the front door of that slider. 0-1 to start him off. That one lifted into left field. Getting underneath it is Gabby Martinez, and he'll make the grab for out number 2. Two up, two down. Let's take a look at the defense for the Blue Jays in the outfield, left to right. We've got Gabby Martinez,
shortstop,
Hugo Cardona,
12,
and
William
Adriel
Lugo.
Sotolongo. Along the infield, third to first, Francisco Fajardo, Adrian Pinto, Esteban Machado, and Rainer Nunez back at first after a night off as the DH, and Jose Ferrer behind the dish. Two up, two down in this first inning. Santos kicks and fires. First pitch to William Lugo. The shortstop is down low, taken for a ball. Lugo batting .261 on the year. Cuts and misses at that slider now. 1-1. Santos, the 19-year-old out of Venezuela, ranks as the 28th rated prospect in the Blue Jays organization. That one lifted to right center field. Cardona jogging, making the grab out there in front of the TD ballpark sign, and that will be a 1-2-3 inning. Bottom half of the first coming up. You are listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Fans, it's time to turn.
We're back here, bottom half of the first. Adrian Pinto leading it off for the Blue Jays. He'll be followed by Esteban Machado and Gabby Martinez. All due up in this first half inning. Joel Diaz on the mound for St. Lucie. He kicks and fires his first pitch up and in at 95. 1-0 the count to start off Pinto. The Mets are pretty excited as an organization for this kid. Joel Diaz making his low A debut tonight. That one up high. Fastball again at 95. I said in the pregame, he absolutely dominated the Dominican Summer League last year at the age of 17. Pitched to an 0.54 ERA, but now Pinto ahead in the count, 3-0. Fastball, curveball, changeup for the righty. Kicks and fires that one up high. A four-pitch walk to start off his low A debut. And Adrian Pinto will be the leadoff man on first for Esteban Machado.
Now batting second baseman, number 14, Esteban Machado.
Esteban Machado, the second baseman tonight. Batting 269 on the year. Had the night off last night. First pitch is up high. Five straight balls to start off the game for Joel Diaz. Seems like he's releasing that fastball a little bit early. We'll see if that changes as the night goes on. That one finds the top part of the zone at 93. A ball and a strike. One on, no outs. Gabby Martinez on deck. There goes Pinto. Fastball inside. I think it was called a strike, and it gets back behind the shortstop. William Lugo into second with a stolen base is Adrian Pinto. That stolen base brought to you by Academy Bus. Now runner in scoring position. No outs here for the Blue Jays. A great opportunity to take the lead here in the first inning. The 1-2 curveball couldn't catch the top of the zone. And they're going to ask for a challenge there. Austin Snow, the home plate umpire.
The call of ball has been upheld.
That it is a ball. That's
the result is
challenge
a 2-2
number
count
one.
On the batter.
And it is a failed attempt by the Mets. And now a balk called here by the home plate umpire, Austin Snow, quickly on Joel Diaz. Now advancing over to third is Pinto. So now a runner on third, no outs. Three chances here to bring him home. Mets infield will play in. Esteban Machado, 2-2 count. Watches that one go by for called strike three. Curveball caught the top of the zone. That'll bring up Gabby Martinez.
Left fielder, number 20, Gabby Martinez.
Gabby Martinez, the right fielder tonight, had a fantastic night at the plate last night, going 2-for-3, 2 home runs, 4 RBIs, a solo shot, and a 3-run shot. He was responsible for all 4 runs, and the Blue Jays were able to bring home. That first pitch looked like the curveball in the dirt. 1-0 to start off Martinez. Martinez, after last night's performance, now third in the Florida State League in OPS, and he lifts that one to right field. That might be deep enough for Pinto, and that's going to drop anyway. Martinez will stay at first. The run's going to come in. Pinto late to home after he had to make sure that ball wasn't caught. But either way, an RBI single to start this off for Gabby Martinez. The Blue Jays take the early lead.
First baseman, number 37, Rainer Nunez.
RBI number 30 on the year for Gabby Martinez. That now leads the Blue Jays. He just broke a tie with Rainer Nunez, who's now coincidentally up at the dish. One on, one out. That first pitch, the fastball outside. 1-0. Diaz Diaz kicks and fires. Ripped into left field. That's going to be a base hit. Possibly extra bases for Nunez. He's going to hold it first, and Martinez will have to hold it second. Well played out there in left field by Omar De Los Santos. And let's take a look at the defense for the Mets. In the outfield, left to right, Omar De Los Santos, Stanley Consuegra, and Carlos Dominguez.
Number six,
along
Demi
the infield,
Yano, Paul
third
Lichiani.
To first, Kevin Villavicencio, William Lugo, Junior Tillian, and Jack Thomas Wolf. Fernando Villalobos, the catcher behind the dish, and the pitching coach out there early for the Mets. That's Victor Ramos out to talk to his pitcher. Sure, there's some nerves going on for Joel Diaz. First start here in the United States. He's given up a run early as well as two hits. Runners on first and second, one away. It'll be Damiano Palmigiani, the man up at the plate for Dunedin. On the mound, breaks up. Ramos heads back to his dugout. Villalobos behind the dish, and Austin Snow along with him. Two on, one away. Damiano Palmigiani at the plate, the DH tonight. He went 0-for-3 last night with two Ks, lined out very hard over to short. That one popped back and out of play. Balls a strike, one away. Diaz kicks and fires. That one ripped into left field. Going back to the walls, De Los Santos turns around, and that is gone! A three-run shot for Damiano Palmigiani, his sixth home run of the season, and the Blue Jays take a 4-0 lead, one out here into the first inning. Touch them all, Palmigiani, 4-0 lead for Dunedin. That clears the bases, one away for Adriel Sotolongo.
Right fielder, number 22, Adriel Sotolongo.
What a shot there by Palmigiani. His second home run this series. The Blue Jays putting a quick four spot on the Mets here, bottom half of the first. Caught in a miss there by Sotolongo. 0-1 to start him off. Diaz kicks and fires. That one a foul tip. Stayed in the glove of Villalobos. An 0-2 count now at the plate. Adriel Sotolongo on the year batting 240. Three home runs, 15 RBIs on the season. The 0-2, he fouls that one off right side, up and out of play. No balls, two strikes. Francisco Fajardo, the third baseman, on deck. The 0-2 again, up high. Fastball 95, Sotolongo staying off of it. The 1-2, cut and a miss of the curveball. Strikeout number 2 for Joel Diaz. Out number 2 of the inning, and that will bring up Francisco Fajardo.
Number 29, Francisco Fajardo.
Francisco Fajardo on the year batting 270, takes that first pitch up and out for a ball, 1-0. Fajardo celebrated his 22nd birthday yesterday alongside Sonny Martinez, who turned 21 yesterday, sharing a birthday, obviously. That curveball catches the inside corner, now 1-1. That one go by below the zone. Two balls and one strike to the third baseman. Blue Jays putting up 4 in this inning. Watches that one outside. A 3-1 count now to Fajardo. Three-one pitch. Inside, just misses the plate. Fajardo draws the walk, the two-out walk, and that'll bring up the catcher, Jose Ferrer. Joel Diaz struggling
catcher,
here in his debut.
Nine, Jose Ferrer.
24 pitches, 12 balls, 12 strikes. Excuse me, 25. They just updated it. 13 balls, 12 strikes. One on, two away. Jose Ferrer, and there goes Fajardo, a huge jump. There's no chance they were going to get him. The stolen base, putting himself in scoring position again. That stolen base brought to you by Academy Bus. That's Fajardo's first steal of the year. Comes here two outs in the first. 0-1 count. Diaz turns back over to second. Nobody covering, so no throw, but that will count as one pickoff attempt. And going again is Fajardo, no throw. Two stolen bases now on this trip to the bases for Francisco Fajardo, and the Mets already have someone warming up in the pen. Ferrer took that pitch for a ball, 1-1. And he lifts that one to right center field. Going back is Dominguez to the wall, and it's going to be caught at the warning track. A good route ran by Dominguez, preventing a fifth run to come in this half inning. But the Blue Jays jump out to a 4-0 lead here in the first. We'll head to the top half of the second. You're listening to the Dean Blue Jays Radio Network.
Fans, don't forget, it's buy one, get one, marker.
We're back here, top half of the second. Dion Santos out for his second inning worth of work. Jack Thomas Wold, the first baseman, will lead it off for St. Lucie. Santos kicks and fires first pitch in the dirt. That fastball 91, blocked by Ferrer, 1-0. Wold last night, 1-for-4, an RBI single in the first. Takes that pitch for a ball, now 2-0. Great lead for Santos to work with here. There's a hard hit ground ball over to second, picked up by Machado. Toss over to first is in time to get Jack Thomas Wold, and that will be out number one.
Right fielder, number 10, Carlos Dominguez.
Carlos Dominguez will step up. He is now tied for second in the Florida State League with 9 home runs. First pitch, cut and a miss on the slider, 0-1. He was ready for a fastball. It was well out in front of it. The 0-1 pitch. I sent it to him again. That slider now low and away. Chased after it. Now 0-2 to Dominguez. Time called in, granted to Dominguez at the plate. Fooled on the slider twice in a row. The 0-2 pitch. Gave it to him again, but he fouled it off. Santos giving Ferrer a little bit of a smile there. An 0-2 count. Dominguez has seen three sliders by Santos. Pitch on the way. That one, again, the slider, but well out of the zone and in the dirt. One ball and two strikes. Kicks and fires. That one, the slider, couldn't get it to find the front door just inside as Dominguez was turning away from it. Scores up the count 2-2. Two two pitch. The slider again. Five straight sliders to start off the at-bat. Finished him off with one low and away. Got him chasing. Two up, two down in this
at-bat. Designated hitter, number 9, Jose Rivera.
Two strikeouts on the night for Santos. That brings up Jose Rivera, the DH for St. Lucie. First pitch. Taken up high. Ferrer gave Santos the nod. He thought it caught the top, but they're not going to challenge. 216 average for Rivera. First game of this series he's playing in. That slider caught the outside low corner. 1-1. One one pitch in the dirt. Count moves to 2-1. Two balls, a strike. Santos kicks and fires. Slider just outside. He does love that slider, and he gets a lot of people to chase after it, but the only issue that ever really arises with it is that if they're expecting it, they're going to lay off. 3-2 as that fastball caught the low inside corner. Runs the count full, 3-2 to Rivera. Santos fires that one in the dirt. First base runner of the game for St. Lucie. A two-out walk. That'll bring up the second baseman, Junior Tillian.
Second baseman, number 18, Junior Tillian.
Tillian last night, 2-for-3, a double, a run scored. Popped up back out of play. 0-1 to start him. On the year, 233 average for Tillian. The 0-1, that one finds the bottom part of the zone. No balls, two strikes. One on, two away. Top half of the second. Santos fires. Got him, the chase after that slider. Blocked by Ferrer. The toss over to first to complete the strikeout. And that will be the inning. Third strikeout for Santos on the night. We'll head to the bottom half of the second. It's 4-0. Blue Jays in front. We're back here, bottom half of the second inning. Hugo Cardona will lead it off. The 9-0 hitter, the Blue Jays got through the first eight of their lineup in the first inning, scoring four off Joel Diaz. He's back out, trying to settle in after that rough inning. 28 pitches in that first inning, 14 balls, 14 strikes. First pitch taken up high, the fastball, 1-0. Oh, Cardona, check swing. That's over to first. It's going to be picked up by Wold. He'll take it unassisted for out number one.
Shortstop.
One out here now. Adrian Pinto, the shortstop.
Pinto!
He led off the bottom half of the first with a walk, stole a bag, made it to third on a buck, and was driven in by Gabby Martinez on the single, scoring the first run of the game. First pitch to him is in there for a called strike, 0-1. That one lifted into left field, shallow. It's actually going to be right on the edge of the infield by Lugo. Catch is made for out number two.
Second baseman, number 14, Esteban Machado.
Esteban Machado, the second baseman tonight. Struck out looking on a 2-2 count in his first at bat. Ground over to first, picked by Wold. Nice play, moving to his right. Covering over at first is the pitcher for the 3-1 putout. In 1-2-3 go the Blue Jays. We'll head to the top half of the third coming up. But first, are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus from Boston to Miami, we know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays. We're back here, top half of the third inning, 4-0 ball game. Blue Jays out in front. The third baseman tonight, Kevin Villavicencio, will lead it off for St. Lucie. First pitch is taken for a strike. Fastball right at the knees, 0-1 to start him off. Villavicencio, 231 on the year average. That one just below the zone. 1-1. 1-for-4 last night. A double and a run scored. Caught in a miss of that slider, low and away. Now 1-2. The 1-2 pitch from Santos. That one, the slider again, didn't chase after it. Evens it up 2-2. Two pitch, cut and a miss. That fastball up high. Strikeout number four for Santos here in the third inning. That'll bring up the 9-0 hitter, the catcher
46,
Fernando Villalobos. Three straight outs recorded via the strikeout. Now Villalobos, the catcher. That first pitch, he lifts into right field. Underneath it is Sotolongo. He'll make the grab. First pitch is an out. Now two down.
Now batting, number 21, Omar De Los Santos.
Top of the order coming back up, Omar De Los Santos. He struck out swinging to start off this ball game. Nobody on, two down. First page, down low, taking for a ball. 1-0 for air. I think thought for a second to challenge that one, but the Blue Jays tend to be a little bit more conservative with their challenges as Omar De Los Santos swings over top of that slider, now 1-1. The 1-1, chasing that slider again. Kind of looks like the first at bat for him. A 1-2 count now. The 1-2 almost went after that slider. Checked his swing. That pitch landed in the dirt about a foot and a half in front of the plate. Evens up the count. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Santos, the righty out of the windup. Kicks and fires. Slider, got him looking. Strikeout number 5 of the night for Santos. We'll head to the bottom half of the third. 4-0. Blue Jays in front. We're back here, bottom half of the third inning. Gabby Martinez leads it off for Dunedin. Joel Diaz back here for this third inning after having a much better second inning. Retiring the side in order. First pitch in on the hands, fouled off into the netting. 0-1. Martinez singled in a run in his first at bat. Came around and scored the second run off that Palmigiani 3-run shot. Takes that pitch outside. 1-1. Time called as the Mets dugout is arguing balls and strikes. Home plate umpire Austin Snow chirped back at him saying that it was not a strike and that was in the opposing batter's box. The left-handed batter's box. As Martinez fouls that one back into the netting, now 1-2. A ball and 2 strikes. Diaz kicks and fires. That one lined softly over to second. Drops in front of Tillian, who makes the pickup and the throw to first in time for out number 1.
First baseman, number 37, Rainer Nunez.
Rainer Nunez stepping up. Singled in the first inning. Scored the third run of the game for Dunedin. first pitch by Diaz is taken for a strike. 0-1, that curveball caught the top inside corner, 0-1. That one lifted right side, that's going to go well foul. Nunez now down, 0-2. Diaz looking much more composed on the mound after that first inning. The 0-2 cut and a miss. The curveball dropped off the table. Nunez down on strikes. Third strikeout for Diaz. And that brings up Damiano Palmigiani.
Now batting number 6, Damiano Palmigiani.
Damiano Palmigiani. He's 1-for-1. He hit that 3-run shot in the first inning, his 6th of the year. He fouls that first pitch off into the Mets dugout. 0-1 to start him. He's 3rd on the team in home runs. Nunez with 10, Martinez with 8. And now Palmigiani with 6. Lifts out on right side. That looks like it'll get up and out of play, and it will. Palmigiani now down 0-2. The 0-2 pitch from Diaz, low and outside. A ball and 2 strikes. One and two, 2 away. Diaz fires. That one in the dirt. Check swing by Palmigiani. He did not go around, says the field umpire Warren Eubanks down the first base line. Evens up the count, 2-2. Adriel Sotolongo on deck. 2-2 count. Diaz fires. That one shatters the bat. Grounder over to first. It's going to be picked up by Diaz. He's going to take it himself. And steps on first for the out. Three up, three down. Go the Blue Jays. We'll head to the top half of the fourth inning. It's 4-0. Dunedin leads it. Don't forget, your Blue Jays continue this series against the St. Lucie Mets all the way through Sunday with Game 5 tomorrow. First pitch scheduled for 6:30 p.m. And a reminder, for tomorrow and every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases after the game. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now. We're back here, top half of the fourth inning, 4-0 lead for Dunedin. The center fielder, Stanley Kunstweger, up for the second time. 0-for-1, he flew out to left field in his first at bat. First pitch from Santos of the inning is up high. Fastball just above the zone, 1-0. Santos looking good here through 3. 5 strikeouts. Caught and a miss of that slider, 1-1. Pitch in there, fastball at 91 right at the knees, 1-2 the count. Santos looks to be in a groove. The 1-2 slider couldn't get the call And they're going to ask for a challenge. Looked good. Looked like it hit the knees. And no, just below the zone.
The call ball has been upheld.
Austin Snow after the
result is a 2-2 count on the batter.
And now a 2-2 count. First challenge is unsuccessful for Dunedin. Both teams now down to two. The 2-2 pitch fouled off that slider now. Staying at 2-2 and staying alive is Consuegra. Santos taking his time. Now out of the windup. Kicks and fires in the dirt. Count runs full. 3 balls, 2 strikes to the first batter of the inning. The 3-2 pitch. Cut and a miss. That slider well out of the zone. Got him to chase after it. And that is out number one and strikeout number six for Santos.
Shortstop number 12, William Lugo.
William Lugo, the shortstop, flew out to center in his first at-bat. One out, bases empty. First pitch, fastball to knees, gets the call, 0-1. The 0-1, slider down in the dirt, evens it up, a ball and a strike. Santos kicks and fires. Lays off that slider. They look over to first for the appeal, and no on the swing. 2 balls and a strike. Kicks and fires. That one just above the zone. Now a 3-1 count to William Lugo. Lugo had the night off last night. A 3-1, and he went around on that one. Tried to lay off that fastball a little late. Now a 3-2 count. Second straight full count of the inning. That one, slider low and away, he takes. A one-out walk drawn by William Lugo puts a runner on for Jack Thomas Wold. Here, one out in the top half of the fourth inning.
First baseman, number 19, Jack Thomas Wold.
Second walk of the day issued by Dion Santos. First pitch to Wold, inside on the fastball. 1-0 to start him off. Grounded out to second in his first at bat. Now with a runner on first. Santos fires. That one lifted left side. That should get out of play. It will. Especially with that wind carrying it. Right off the edge of the roof of Eddie's and into the seating area right in front. A ball and a strike to Wold. Hit his first home run of the year in this series, and a move over to first with Lugo diving back in safely. One ball, one strike. Out of the stretch, kicks and fires. That one lifted into center. Coming in is Cardona. He'll make the grab. Looked like it might have been falling for a base hit, but it stayed off long enough for Hugo Cardona to come in and make the
now
grab.
Batting,
that's
number 10,
two down
Carlos
now for
Dominguez.
Carlos Dominguez. Dominguez struck out swinging in his first at bat. He also had the night off last night. Caught and a miss at the slider. 0-1 to start it. Lugo on first, yet to attempt a stolen base this year. one right on the lower outside corner. Fastball now 0-2 to Dominguez. Fouls off that into the Mets dugout. Staying alive. 0-2 the count to Dominguez. Santos comes set. Kicks and fires the 0-2. Cut and a miss. Slider again. Strikeout number 7 of the night for Dion Santos. The Mets strand a runner on first, and we'll head to the bottom half of the fourth. It's 4-0, Dunedin in front. We're back here, bottom half of the fourth inning. Adriel Sotolongo will lead it off for Dunedin. Sotolongo, Fajardo, and Ferrer all do up in this half inning for the Blue Jays. Joel Diaz out again for the fourth inning. First pitch low and away, taking 4-1. 1-0. Looks like he started to settle in after that really rough first inning. Diaz has that one fouled off. 1-1 now. Faced eight batters, in the first inning, gave up 4 runs. The next two, he's gone 3 up, 3 down. That one in the dirt skips across the plate. 2-1. Two balls, a strike. Now in a hard hit grounder over to shortstop. Picked up by Lugo. Throw is in time for the 6-3 put out. One up, one down here in the fourth.
Third baseman, number 29, Francisco Fajardo.
Francisco Fajardo, the third baseman. He reached on a walk in the first inning, stole 2 bags, was stranded at third. First pitch in there, 94 on the outside corner, 0-1. Diaz kicks and fires. That one lifted, shallow center. Lugo out. He's going to call it off and make the grab, backpedaling. 4 out, number 2.
Now batting, number 9, Jose Ferrer.
Jose Ferrer, the catcher. Had a deep drive into right field that was well picked up by Carlos Dominguez. Takes that first pitch, 95 at the knees, 4 strike, 0-1. Put a ride into it, but that wind going right to left definitely knocked it down a bit. That one inside, 1-1. Oh, 1-1. In on the hands, fly ball left field. Omar De Los Santos settles underneath, makes the grab. 3-up, 3-down for the third straight inning for Joel Diaz. And we'll head to the top half of the fifth. Still 4-0, Dunedin out in front. We're back here, top half of the fifth. Jose Rivera, the DH, will lead it off for St. Lucie. He reached on a walk in the second inning. 0-0 on the day. First pitch, a foul tip into the glove of Ferrer. 0-1 to start. The 0-1 from Santos in there for strike two. Santos working quick. The 0-2 pitch. Liner, right side foul. Barreled that one, but a little late on it. Staying alive. Boys Rivera still 0-2. Beautiful night here in Dunedin, Florida. 80 degrees. A little bit of clouds, but nothing too serious. The 0-2 in there. Called strike three on the slider. Strikeout number 8 on the night for Dion Santos. He struck
second
out the first batter
18,
of
Killian.
The inning in 4 of the first 5. He's got really good command of his stuff right now. Cutting a miss of that slider. 0-1 to start off. Franklin Sanchez warming up in that Mets pen. We'll see if that's the last that we've seen of Joel Diaz. 1-1 count. One, cutting a miss of the fastball. Tillian now down 1-2. He struck out swinging in his first at bat. Santos looking to make it 2-for-2, and he does. That slider low and away got him the chase. 2-up, 2-down in the top half of the fifth. Strikeout number 9 on the night for Dion Santos.
Third baseman, number 4, Kevin Villavicencio.
That brings up the third baseman, Kevin Villavicencio. Santos kicks and fires. First pitch outside. 1-0. The 1-0, that one in the zone. Take it for a strike. Blue Blue Jays have some action in their pen as well. That one lifted deep into left field, going back to the wall is Martinez. That's going to get out of here. The first hit of the ball game for St. Lucie is a solo shot off the bat of Kevin Villavicencio, his first of the season. And St. Lucie gets on the board here in the fifth. Villavicencio circles the bases, touches home, and it's a 4-1 ball game.
Catcher number 46, Fernando Villalobos.
Fernando Villalobos, the catcher. Santos kicks and fires that one. He pulled that fastball. That was in the dirt near the feet of Villalobos. Gets back to the backstop. 1-0, excuse me, the count. Just the second earned run of the month of May for Santos. And that one well up and out. Ferrer's going to go out and talk to his pitcher, calm him down a little bit. After two bad misses, and there goes Drew Hayes, and converging on the mound will be the Blue Jays infield. 2-0 count to Fernando Villalobos. Looks like Jason Urbaez out warming up for the Blue Jays. Four and two-thirds pitch for Santos so far. Austin Snell goes to break it up, and everybody goes back to their position just before he reaches the mound. The umpire getting his steps in at least, a 2-0 count. Villalobos digs back in. Two balls, no strikes. Santos kicks and fires. That one is low. Rio from Santos, that one in there. Villalobos thought he drew the four-pitch walk. He did not. That changeup caught the inside corner. 3-1, cut and a miss there. Went back with it, now 3-2. Kicks and fires, that one skips well in front of the plate. Jogging over to first is Villalobos, and that'll be a two-out walk. That'll bring up the top of the order again, Omar De Los Santos.
Left fielder, number 21, Omar De Los Santos.
And Donnie Murphy will emerge from the dugout. That looks like it'll be it for Dion Santos. We'll wait a second, see if he does take the ball, but I'm sure he will. He does. He points to the Blue Jays dugout. We're going to get a new pitcher. Santos pitched really well, gave up that solo shot to Villavicencio, and then the two-out walk. Unfortunately, will not be able to be eligible for the win if the Blue Jays can hold on. But a really nice performance to close out his month of May, a strong effort to clinch that potential Pitcher of the Month nomination. We'll have a new pitcher when we return. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here, top half of the fifth inning. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is the right-hander, number 26, Jason Urbaez, making his second appearance for Dunedin this year. Kicks and fires. First one is in there and cut out and missed. 0-1 to start off Omar De Los Santos. One on, two away. Righty-righty matchup. That one fouled right off the top of the helmet of Ferrari. Nods to Austin Snow, saying that he's all right. Now an 0-2 count here to start off De Los Santos. He's 0 for 2, 2 strikeouts. Now an 0-2 count to him. Urbaez pitched one game in Daytona on the last road trip. Two innings pitched. No runs, no hits. Clean outing for him. That one outside. One and two. Urbaez did make 10 appearances for AA New Hampshire this season. Pitched to a 4.15 ERA over 17 in the third innings pitched. He's back down here now. A 1-2. Cut and a miss. That sinker up.
That's nasty.
Couldn't get to it. Third strikeout for De Los Santos. One batter, one strikeout for Urbaez. That finishes out the fifth, top of the fifth. We'll head to the bottom of the fifth. It's 4-1. Blue Jays in front. We're back here, bottom half of the fifth inning. New pitcher for the Mets is the right-hander, number 23, Franklin Sanchez. He'll face Hugo Cardona to start it off. First pitch in there for called strike, 97-mile-an-hour fastball. Fifth appearance on the year, eight innings pitch, a 5.63 ERA for Sanchez. The 0-1, cut and a miss, went back with the fastball 96 this time, now 0-2. Final line for Joel Diaz, four innings pitched, three hits, four runs, all earned. Three strikeouts for the righty. Checks the swing of that one up high. He did not go around. A 1-2 count. Diaz, after that first rough inning, ended up having a pretty nice debut, all things considered. The last three, went three up, three down. That one in there, called strike three, right at the knees. Cardona down on strikes.
Shortstop, number 44, Adrian Pinto.
First pitch to Pinto in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start him off. He's 0-1. A walk and a pop out to shortstop. Esteban Machado, the second baseman on deck. Kicks and fires. He checked his swing. Did he go around? He did not. 1-1. That pitch low and outside. A ball and a strike. That one ripped to left, but well foul. That one gets up and out of the ballpark. Breaks the bat of Pinto. He'll head over to the dugout to retrieve some new lumber. He'll step back in. A 1-2 count to Pinto. Sanchez making his fifth appearance. Does have two starts, and he went around on that one low and away. That was blocked by Villalobos. He tossed it over to first, and Wold steps on first to complete the strikeout.
Now batting number 14, Esteban Machado.
Two up, two down, both being the strikeout. Now Esteban Machado, the second baseman. Soft grounder that's going to be picked up by Sanchez. Toss over to first is in time for the 1-2-3 inning. Blue Jays go down in order. We'll head to the top half of
our
the
Jays
sixth.
Are on 4-1
it's
lead,
4-1 here. And don't forget, Blue Jays fans, tomorrow and every Saturday, home game. Kids can run the bases after the game. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com and get your tickets now. Top of the sixth coming up soon. We're back here, top half of the sixth inning. Blue Jays lead it 4-1. Jason Urbiez out again. Made the last out of the fifth. First pitch to Stanley Consuegras in there and cut at and missed for a strike, 0-1. The 0-1, low and away. Evens it up, a ball and a strike. Consuegra 0-2 on the day. A strikeout and a flyout. Urbiez kicks and fires. That one off the mid. I think it crossed up Ferrer. He set up low and outside. Got that one a little high, but he looks pretty surprised at what that pitch was. A 2-1. That one fouled back into the netting. Now 2-2. Final line for Dion Santos, 4.2 innings pitched, one hit, one run. It was earned. 3 walks, 9 strikeouts to finish out his month. Hard hit grounder. That's going to be over the head of Fajardo into left field. They were telling him to go two, but that is a nice throw by Martinez to prevent that. A leadoff single for Stanley Consuegra, the second hit of the game for the Mets, and that brings up William Lugo, the shortstop. First pitch outside for thinking about a snap throw over to first. But he holds the ball, tosses it back over to Arbaez. 1-0 the count. Arbaez kicks and fires that one outside, not called. Ferrer liked it, but couldn't get the call. A 2-0 count to William Lugo. Lugo for one, he drew a walk back in the fourth inning. 2-0, foul tip, back to the netting, now 2-1. Fastball at 94, he was ready for it. Had it timed up, just couldn't make good contact. Arbaez, a fastball, sinker, slider, changeup in his repertoire. That one just below the knees. 3 balls and a strike. Blue Jays leading by 3, thanks to that 4-run first inning. The 3-1 pitch, outside corner, called a strike, 3-2. Jack Thomas will hold on deck, a 3-2 count, one on, no outs. And a move over to first, Lugo diving back in easily. Time called in Granite at the plate. Ferrer had to adjust his glove. And we're all set. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Arbaez taking his time. Kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. Got Lugo swinging. Second strikeout for Arbaez. That'll bring up Jack Thomas Wold.
First baseman, number 19, Jack Thomas Wold.
One on, one out. Wold 0 for 2. Kicks and fires, first pitch in there for a strike, and he immediately asks for a challenge there. And it's confirmed the strike. The Mets now down to one challenge remaining.
The called strike has been upheld. The result is an 0-1 count on the batter.
Wold was adamant about that, too. But it did not go in his favor, an 0-1 count. As the 0-1, that one lifted left side, that gets out of play. Now an 0-2 count to Jack Thomas Wold. The infield shifted over to the right. Francisco Fajardo, the third baseman, playing about halfway in between second and third. The 0-2 pitch, grounder to the right side. That's going to be past the diving Fajardo, the right side of Fajardo. A good effort, but he beats the shift. And now two singles in this
right fielder,
top
number 10,
half of the
Carlos
sixth.
Dominguez.
Now, two on, one out for Carlos Dominguez. Jose Ferrer out in front of the plate, giving defensive signals. Carlos Dominguez, he represents the potential tying run of this ball game. First pitch, cut and a miss. That sinker, low and inside, got him to swing over top of it. 0-1. A strike. Looking over towards second. Arbaez kicks and fires that one just inside and off the glove of Ferrer. Stayed in front of him. A ball and a strike. Arbaez taking his time. Looking back towards second again. Turns, kicks, and fires. Grounder left side, that's going to be foul. Just a couple feet to the left side of the third base bag. Dominguez broke his bat. He's going to ask for a new one. Doesn't put any pine tar on it. Not something you see a ton in today's game. Everybody loves pine tar these days. Ball and two strikes. Arbaez kicks and fires. Broken bat again. Grounder over to short. It's going to be picked up and thrown over to first. Pinto thought about going to second with it, but with how long that ball took to get to him, he had to opt for the play at first instead. Now runners on second and third. Two outs, and that brings up
Jose
Rivera. Jose
Rivera.
That bat absolutely shattered in the hands of Carlos Dominguez. Now two down, runners at second and third. First pitch, grounder right side. Esteban Machado with a diving pick up the throw. In time, what a play to end the inning and prevent a run from coming in. Esteban Machado was shaded to the left side of the infield, had to go back to his left, our right, and made a diving pickup. Quickly got up, turn, and throw over to Rainer Nunez for the 4-3 putout. Put a star next to that one in your scorecards. We'll head to the bottom half of the sixth. It's still 4-1. You can enjoy. We're back here, bottom half of the sixth inning, 4-1 ball game. Blue Jays lead it. Franklin Sanchez back out for his second inning worth of work. Gabby Martinez leads it off. Martinez, Nunez, and Palmigiani, the 3-4-5 hitters, due up in this half inning for Dunedin. First pitch, low, 4-1-0. Martinez 1-for-2. Drove in his 30th RBI of the year. That one in there for a called strike. Now 1-1. Count evens up. After that nice first inning by Dunedin, 4 runs. They've gone 3 up, 3 down. The next 4. Caught in a miss of that one. Chase it down low, 1-2. Sanchez kicks and fires, fouled off straight into the Blue Jays dugout, right off the roof of the dugout. I think everybody's all right. Came right back to home. Actually, I think it might have hit the camera on top of that dugout and just rebounded back to home plate. The 1-2, grounder over the head of Sanchez. Coming in is the second baseman. Tillian throws in time for the out. 1 up, 1 down.
First baseman, number 37, Rainer Nunez.
Rainer Nunez, the first baseman. He'll come back up. He's 1-for-2. A single, a run scored, a strikeout. Cut and a miss of that first pitch. 90 mile an hour. Looked like the sinker, 0-1. That one ripped center field. That's going to fall in front of Consuegra for a one-out single. Rainer Nunez now 2-for-3 on the day. That brings out Damiano Palmigiani.
Designated hitter, number 6, Damiano Palmigiani.
Damiano Palmigiani, the DH tonight. One on, one out here in the bottom half of the sixth. First hit for the Blue Jays since the first inning. First pitch by Sanchez, lifted back and out of play. No balls, one strike. Sanchez working out of the stretch, kicks and fires low and outside. One count. Sanchez fires. Palmigiani takes that one for a strike. Now a 1-2 count. The 1-2, low and outside. Good take by Palmigiani. 2-2. Nobody warming up in either pen at the moment. So you'd assume that Jason Urbaez is going to come out for the top of the seventh. The 2-2, low and outside. Palmigiani works the count full. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Sanchez comes set. Kicks and fires. That one outside corner called strike 3. Palmigiani not putting up an argument for it.
Right fielder.
That's 2 down.
22, Adriel Sotolongo.
John going back and forth between Nunez. I think he's John at Franklin Sanchez. Warren Eubanks having to get in between. I'm not sure what's going on. I didn't see what Sanchez did to potentially provoke that, but Nunez, a very mellow-headed guy, even keeled, you don't see that too often. He took a couple steps towards the mound. Now the pitching coach out there, Victor Ramos for St. Lucie. Talking to Sanchez, now headed back to the dugout. One on and two outs. Adriel Sotolongo steps up. Sanchez comes set. Kicks and fires. Sotolongo takes that one low and outside for a ball. 1-0. Oh, cut and a miss. 97, that was up and in. Beat him with that fastball. That would have been in on the hands if he could have made contact. A 1-1. Did he check his swing there? He did, says Warren Eubanks. That one blown away in the dirt. Two balls, a strike. The 2-1. Cut and a miss. 2-2 now. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner on first. Bottom half of the sixth. A 3-run lead for Dunedin. 4-1 ball game. The 2-2 pitch. Cut and a miss. Sotolongo down on strikes. And Sanchez now celebrating right over. Directed towards Nunez. With Austin Snow, the home plate umpire talent, will get back in his dugout. So the Blue Jays leave a man on. We'll head to the top half of the seventh. It's 4-1. And fans, don't miss out on all the great weekly promotions we've got here at TD Ballpark. Every Thursday home game is Dollar Beer Night presented by Budweiser. We've got $1 12-ounce beer, $2 16-ounce beer, and $1 12-ounce soda. Tonight and every Friday home game, we have buy one, get one, margaritas, and house wine. And tomorrow and every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases after the game. Head to DunedinBlueJays.com to get your tickets now. We're back here, top half of the seventh, 4-1 lead for the Blue Jays. First pitch by Urbaez is taken inside for a ball by Junior Tillian, 1-0. A little bit of a contentious bottom half of the sixth. Hard hit grounder picked up by Fajardo. Throw across the diamond is in time for the out. And that'll be out number one.
Third baseman, number 4, Kevin Villavicencio.
Some jawing between the pitcher for the Mets of that last inning, Franklin Sanchez, and Rander Nunez while he was on first base. We'll see if that continues at all in this half inning or anything going farther. First pitch in there for a called strike to sinker, 0-1. Cut and a miss. 0-2 now. Kevin Villavicencio, he's 1-for-2. He hit that solo shot in the fifth inning off of Dion Santos. Grounder left side, that's foul. No balls, two strikes. Arbaez out of the windup, kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. And Arbaez adding a little bit of a yell after that. Definitely going to be an interesting next couple of innings. Two up, two down in this half inning. And that'll bring up Fernando Villalobos. He's 0-for-1 on the day. Drew walk. Last batter that Santos faced. First pitch taken for a ball, 1-0. Caught and a miss there. Evens it up, 1-1. Two full innings so far by Arbaez. 1-1. Check swing, but that one was in there, and he went around anyway. 1-2 now at the plate for Villalobos. The 1-2. Arbaez taking his time. Kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. Doing a little bit of a sidestep, pointing towards the sky. Three up, three down. Go the Mets. It's stretch time here at TD Ballpark. 4-1 lead. Blue Jays in front.
We're back here in the bottom half of the seventh. New pitcher for the Mets,
the right-hander number 50, Saul Gonzalez. First pitch to Fajardo is fouled off. The third baseman, Villavicencio, was crashing. He was expecting a bunt by Fajardo. One count.
Grounder right side. That'll be picked up by Tillian. Throw is in time for the 4-3 put out. One away.
Catcher number 9, Jose Ferrer.
Final line for Franklin Sanchez. 2 innings pitch, 1 hit. No runs, no walks, 4 strikeouts. And a couple of added tension to this ball game. Bottom of the 7th, 1 away. First pitch in there to Ferrer, 0-1. The 0-1, that one skips in the dirt. Evens it up, 1-1. Saul Gonzalez, originally out of Puerto Rico, was drafted in the 23rd round of the 2018 draft by the Mets out of Montverde Academy in here in Florida. Cutting a miss there, now 1-2. His first appearance of the year. Cut and a miss. Got Ferrer to chase that one outside. 93-mile-an-hour fastball. 2 up, 2 down.
Center fielder, number 11, Hugo Cardona.
Hugo Cardona, the 9-hole hitter. He's 0-for-2 on the day. Grounded out to first and struck out looking. That first pitch to Cardona is taken up high for ball. 1-0. Blue Jays still have nobody warming up in the pen, so Urbaez looks like he's going to come back out for the 8th. Foul tip. 1-1 now to Cardona. Cardona struggling a little bit since coming back down to Dunedin from Vancouver. 150 batting average. That one outside. Now 2-1. Top of the order on deck, Adrian Pinto. 2 outs here in the bottom half of the 7th. Gonzalez kicks and fires. Grounder left side. That's going to be picked backhanded by Villavicencio. Throw is in time to get Cardona. Jack Thomas Wold doing the splits over there at first, and 3 up, 3 down go the Blue Jays. We'll head to the top half of the 8th inning. It's 4-1 still, and Blue Jays fans, every home game this season will be streamed live here on the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Your Blue Jays continue this series against the St. Lucie Mets through Sunday. First pitch for tomorrow is 6:30 p.m. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com for tickets or listen live right here on the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here, top half of the 8th inning. Omar De Los Santos will lead it off for St. Lucie. Jason Urbaez back out for the 8th. First pitch up and in 87. 1-0 the count to De Los Santos. De Los Santos 0-3, three strikeouts, cuts and misses of that one, 1-1. The 1-1, grounder left side, that's foul, into the Mets dugout. Now a 1-2 count to De Los Santos. Narváez out of the windup, kicks and fires. Grounder left side again, foul. Bound off the railing of the Mets dugout. One ball and two strikes. Narváez fires. Fouled. De Los Santos able to get a small piece of that one. Keep himself alive. Narváez 2 1/3 so far. One hit. Excuse me, two hits. No runs. And that grounder, that one fouled off his front foot. Back into the infield, but immediately recognized and called foul. De Los Santos still alive, but he paid the price for that one. 1-2. And a grounder, hard grounder over to Fajardo. It goes off the end of his glove. Tough play for him to make. That will likely go down as a single. And no, it goes down as an E5 on Fajardo. Not the easiest of plays to make, but one that Fajardo knows he should get to. That's an error now. Leadoff man on for St. Lucie, and Stanley Consuegra, the center fielder, will step in. First pitch to Consuegra in there for a called strike. De Los Santos started as if he was going to steal. Ended up stopping. De Los Santos 23 of 25 on the year. And a move over. Did they get him? They did! What a pickoff by Jason Narváez. De Los Santos thinks he got in safely. He's yelling at Warren Eubanks, but that's one out. Jason Narváez with his hands on his hips waiting for De Los Santos to exit the field of play. He's taking his sweet old time. But either way, he's out. And he looks like he's slowing down as he still gets to the Mets dugout, finally down the steps. Narváez with his first pickoff since being brought back to Dunedin. That one inside, now a 1-1 count. Immediately gets rid of the base runner threat. A 1-1 count at the plate to Consuegra. Cut and a miss there now. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Kicks and fires. That one called strike three. The knees, an immediate challenge by Consuegra. They'll wait and see. We'll see if that's confirmed. And no, it's called a ball after the
has been overturned.
Appeal.
The result is a 2-1 count on the batter.
Blue Jays infield now going back to their positions after Ferrer sent that one around the horn. And now it's a 2-2 count. So they keep their challenge. They still have one remaining. And a hard hit grounder. That's going to be picked up by Pinto. Throw is in time to get Consuegra. Deep short is where Pinto picked that up. Had to make a long throw flat footed and was able to get Consuegra in time.
Now batting, number 12, William Lugo.
Two down here for William Lugo, top half of the eighth. A 4-1 ball game. Blue Jays lead it. Urbaez is looking real good so far in this appearance. Urbaez kicks and fires. That one inside. Turning out of the way is Lugo. 1-0. The 1-0 from Urbaez. That one inside as well. Brushing him back a little bit. 2-0. Getting some oohs and ahs from the crowd here at TD Ballpark. 2-0. That cut. That one fouled off of, looked like the hip of Ferrer and back over towards Urbaez. Went off the end of the bat. Went straight back to Urbaez, but a foul ball. 2-1. The 2-1 pitch. That one's in there. Evens it up. Two balls, two strikes. Top half of the eighth inning. Two away. 2-2 count to Lugo. Baez kicks and fires. Did he go around? No appeal from the Blue Jays yet. It looked like he might have. They're going to ask for an appeal. And it is confirmed the ball.
The call of ball has been upheld.
They asked for the appeal on the pitch location, not on the potential check swing. Both teams now with one challenge remaining. Three-two pitch. That one's inside. A two-out walk. That'll bring up Jack Thomas Wold. One on, two away.
Now batting, number 19, Jack Thomas Wold.
And that's going to get Donnie Murphy out of the Blue Jays dugout headed towards the mound. I really think that the Blue Jays would have been better suited going for the appeal on the potential swing instead of the pitch location there. They didn't even ask for it. But it doesn't matter now as Urbaez exits to a round of applause from the Dunedin faithful. We're going to get a new pitcher here at TD Ballpark for the Blue Jays when we return. Top half of the eighth, two outs, three-run lead for Dunedin. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here, top half of the eighth, two away, one on. Braden Scott, the left-handed pitcher, will come on for the last out of this inning. This will be a save opportunity for the lefties. Made 3 appearances for Dunedin. This is his fourth. First pitch fouled off into the netting, 0-1 to Jack Thomas Wolf. And it's 3 appearances for Dunedin, 5 1/3 innings pitched. Only 1 hit, no runs, an 0-0-0 ERA. He pitched 6 games in AA New Hampshire alongside Jason Urbaez. And in those games, 12 innings pitched, a 3.75 ERA. So even bumping him up a couple levels, he still pitched pretty well. He's been really good here for Dunedin. Cut and a miss there. Now 1-2 the count. Brayden's got the lefty out of Indiana University. Went undrafted. 24 years old. Fastball, cutter, slider, curveball in his repertoire. The 1-2. That one can't find the zone. 2-2 evens it up. The slider. Started off at a JUCO before going to Indiana. That one's fouled off into the netting. At Olney Central College, he's a starter. 23 starts, 154.2 innings pitched in his Olney career, 1.57 ERA. Then when he moved to Indiana, he became exclusively a reliever. That one outside, now a 3-2 count. In his Indiana career, 55 1/3 innings pitch, a 3.90 ERA. After he went undrafted, he played independent ball for a little bit for Terre Haute and Evansville. Runner goes there, 3-2, two outs, grounder over to first, picked up by Nunez, takes plenty of time to step on first. He pointed up to the skies with his glove before stepping on first to make the out, and that will end the inning. We're headed to the bottom half of the eighth. It's a 4-1 lead for the Blue Jays. Last chance to add an insurance run or two here. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here, bottom half of the eighth inning. Adrian Pinto will lead us off. Saul Gonzalez still out there pitching for St. Lucie for his second inning worth of work. Pinto 0-for-2 with a walk. Looks to lay down a bunt, pulled back, and they're going to ask for a challenge on that. It's called a ball down low, and let's see. It is changed to a strike, so 0-1.
The called ball has been overturned. The result is an 0-1 count on the batter.
Second successful challenge for St. Lucie as that one gets up and back to the backstop. 1-1. They still have one challenge remaining. Pinto, Machado, and Martinez do up for the Blue Jays in this half inning. The 1-1 up high. 2-1. One pitch inside. as is Pinto to get on out of the way and take a couple steps toward the dugout. Now 3-1 the count. Three balls, a strike, kicks and fires up high. Pinto draws the second walk so far for him today. One on, no outs for Estevan Machado here in the eighth.
Second baseman, number 14, Estevan Machado.
Estevan Machado, the second baseman. He's 0-3. He struck out looking in the first inning, grounded out to first on a 3-1 putout, then grounded out to the pitcher on a 1-3 putout. And Pinto takes a couple steps, acting like he's going to steal. Pitch taken for a ball, 1-0. Does the same thing. That one lifted left side. Well, foul. Now 1-1 the count. Pinto 10-for-15, and he dives back into first on the move by Gonzalez. 10-for-5 on stolen. 10-for-15, excuse me, on stolen base attempts. But if memory serves me correctly, I believe it's 8 of his last 8. That one fouled. Now 1-2. Pinto does like to take a few quick steps over towards second when he's on base, trying to catch the defense off their game. And there he goes. This one up high, throw to second, will not be in time, and it gets into center field. Pinto stays on second. It was well backed up by Consuegra. Pinto steals his second base of the game. He finds himself in scoring position now. 2-2 count, no outs. That stolen base brought to you by, you guessed it, Academy Bus. Two balls, two strikes. Gabby Martinez on deck. Machado at the plate. Gonzalez kicks and fires. Fouled off. Blue Jays up by 3. Trying to add a run or two here to make it a little bit more comfortable heading into the 9th. Braden Scott will come back out for the 9th, and a cut and a miss there by Machado. He's down on strikes.
Left fielder, number 20,
and looking at the
Gabby
scorecard,
Martinez.
Something that's interesting to me. Estevan Machado has a perfectly symmetrical scoreline here. Call down on strikes on a 2-2 count in the first, then a 3-1 put out, a 1-3 put out. And ripped down the line. That'll be extra bases for Martinez. And rounding third, headed towards home. They're going to throw it to second, and he's going to be out. Martinez settles for a RBI single, but the Blue Jays take a 4-run lead. A little too aggressive on the base pass for Martinez, but no matter. The Blue Jays tack on another run, extend their lead. And now Rainer Nunez will come up. Two outs, base is empty.
Rainer Nunez.
So the stolen base by Adrian Pinto pays off on the RBI single by Martinez. First pitch taken for a ball, 1-0 the count. But as I was saying before, I was rudely interrupted by the RBI single by Martinez. Strikeout looking, backwards K for Machado on the first. Then a 3-1 put out. Then a 1-3 put out. Then a strikeout swinging. So if you look at the scorecard, if you're keeping score at home, which probably not, but perfectly symmetrical. 1-1 the count to Nunez. That one lifted towards center field. Moving a couple steps in is Consuegra, and that will end the inning. But the Blue Jays score one. They extend their lead to four heading into the top half of the ninth. Brayton Scott will be out for the continuous save situation, even though it's a four-run lead now. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. And don't forget, Blue Jays fans, tomorrow and every Saturday, home game, kids can run the bases after the game. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com for tickets, and we'll see you tomorrow night. We're back here, top half of the ninth, 5-1 lead for the Blue Jays. Carlos Dominguez will lead it off. He'll be followed by Jose Rivera and Junior Tillian. Brayden Scott still out there for the save situation, even though it's a four-run lead. He came out into this ballgame with a three-run advantage, so it does carry over. 1-0 count to Dominguez as he took that one inside. That one down low. Now 2-0. Dominguez 0 for 3, 2 Ks. 2-0, cut and a miss. Two and one the count. That one finds the inside corner. Squares at the count, 2-2. And now a time violation on Carlos Dominguez. He wasn't in the box. And that's going to count as a strikeout as they play the sheesh prompt. Gotta love that.
Designated hitter, number 9, Jose
so
Rivera.
So Brayden Scott gets an automatic K. And now one away here in the top of the ninth. That one called a ball. Looked close. They're not going to challenge a 1-0. That one up high. That makes it 2-0. Brayden's got one of one for Dunedin in save situations. If he gets it, it'll be a 4-out one. That one up high. Now up high, 3-0. Count. That one down low. A four-pitch walk. Scott asking where
second
that miss, but
18,
a four-pitch walk
Junior
puts a runner
Tillian.
On, one away for Junior Tillian, the second baseman. Second walk of the day drawn by Jose Rivera, and now Tillian comes up. He's 0 for 3. Just 8 hits combined between these two teams. 5 runs on 5 hits for the Blue Jays. 1 run on 3 hits for St. Lucie. 1-0. Scott kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. Tried to hold up. Definitely went around. Now 1-1. 1-1 pitch. That went down low. The 2-1, grounder right side. That's going to be a fair ball picked up by Nunez. Smart to get the sure out with a four-run lead. It doesn't matter that the runner advances into scoring position.
Third baseman, get that number out. Four, Kevin Villavicencio.
And now Kevin Villavicencio, the third baseman, will step up. Rivera advances to second in scoring position now. Villavicencio, he's 1-for-3, 2 Ks, he hit that solo shot. Back in the fifth inning, first pitch in there for a called strike. That one called a strike right at the knees. They asked for a challenge, but I believe the umpire said you can't get it from the dugout. No balls, two strikes, one pitch away. Scott kicks and fires, cut, and a miss. That'll do it. The Blue Jays take this game by a score of 5-1. The Blue Jays win 5-1. They improve to 19-24 on the year. The Mets drop to 28-15. The Mets score 1 run on 3 hits, no errors. The Blue Jays 5 runs on 5 hits, 1 error. The win goes to Jason Urbaez, the loss to Joel Diaz. And Braden Scott gets the save.
The Blue Jays scored 5 runs on 5 hits.
We'll be back tomorrow for game 5 of this series. First pitch scheduled for 6:30 p.m. We appreciate you tuning in tonight. And on behalf of everyone here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network, I'm Chris Valentine. We'll see you tomorrow. Blue Jays win 5-4.